Good morning, True North. It's Wednesday, April 29th. My name is Eugene, and welcome to the 12th episode of True North Daily. As we focus this week on spiritual disciplines and our own spiritual lives on this podcast, I think there's one element that many of us take for granted in the church: singing. Why do we sing in worship, and how does it impact our own spiritual lives? Well, I thought rather than having a horrible singer like myself speak on this, why not have an actual artist come on and give us their wisdom? So today's guest is Antoine Bradford. He's a singer, songwriter based out of Southern California. He also recently signed with Humble Beast Records, so congrats to him. And also through debates on who the NBA Rookie of the Year is and finding good music, we've also become good friends. I invited him on this morning in hopes to get his own perspective on how singing deepens our souls. He also recently came out with a single entitled Trust in You, which we'll play at the end of our conversation, and I thought it'd be a great way to feed not only our minds, but our hearts today. Antoine, thanks so much for coming on. I know we have a friendship through Instagram and meeting once, but I guess for my church, can you describe your own journey in becoming a singer and songwriter, and maybe even how that even ties into your testimony?
Yeah, I grew up in a Christian household, and even before coming to faith, like, I realized, like, at a young age, I had the ability to sing, and my parents recognized that. I think my earliest memory of, like, singing was, like, 4, and, like, my parents said that I would sing to whatever was on the radio, and it sounded not like exactly like what's on the radio, but it sounded like good, you know. And they were like, he might be able to sing. And my mom sings, my dad was a singer, you know, my family, my brothers and sisters, all that. So it was just kind of like, you know, in the genetics, I guess. But I didn't come to faith until I was like 16. And strangely enough, like, growing up, like, singing, even though it was something that I could do and I was passionate about, I was shy to sing around people. Like, I did not, you know, sing around, like, family, friends, anybody. Like, the only reason people knew how to sing was because my family would tell them. When I got saved at, like, 16, that's actually, like, when I wrote my first song, was, like, when I came to faith in Jesus. And, like, it was weird. Like, it felt like that shyness and that, you know, being timid to sing around people, like, even though I still get nervous, like, it went away. Like, it was like, it became part of my Christian identity is, like, you know, like, as a singer. And I didn't consider myself an artist or anything at 16, but it was just like the way I processed my walk with the Lord was through lyrics. And I wasn't the best songwriter then, or, like, you know, really good or anything, but that's how I kind of, like, processed my walk with the Lord, was through writing songs and singing and, like, you know, using the gift that he gave me. So the way singing, like, ties into my testimony, I would say it actually, like, started to bloom, like, when I came to faith in Jesus.
That's awesome. And I guess a good segue into my second question I have for you was, you know, given that singing has been a huge part of your own spiritual life, I think for, like, let's say a lot of Christians who maybe aren't good at singing, like myself, we still sing at church, right? And I'm always, when I grew up, I was always like, why do we do this? It seems a little cultish, you know, like, but as I gotten older, I've encountered many, although I'm not a good singer, it still does something to my own heart when I sing. And I guess from an artist perspective, right? Why should we sing for our Christian life and for our own spiritual disciplines?
Dude. Well, first of all, I think the reason why we should sing is, like scripture commands us to sing, you know, like, God commands us, to worship him in song. And so if it is contained, you know, in God's word, then there must be, even though we may not be able to, like, reconcile it, you know, immediately, like, why do I sing? Like, there's a benefit in it if, you know, the Lord calls us to do it. But, like, personally, like, I feel, you know, like you were saying, like, even though you may not be able to, like, you know, do all the runs or sing, you know, the best, when we sing, something happens, like, in our heart and in our soul versus, like, when we talk or when we hear, you know, things, like when we sing the truth of God, like, man, there have been times, like, you know, like in my own, like, you know, devos where I don't, you know, feel near the Lord. But when I sing and I sing his word, or I sing a hymn, like my heart and my affections are stirred, like in a different way than, you know, in any other way. And so, I think that, you know, singing, it plays an important role in, you know, us growing more in our Christ likeness. I think it's even in like Zephaniah where it says that the Lord sings over us. So it's like something that even the Lord does for his people. Like he sings in joy over us. I don't know all the logistics or the ins and out of why, you know, singing kind of does that, but it's, I think singing, like song and music, is eternal. Like it is, it's spiritual. Like it's something that God has given us that feels like it's part of heaven. I mean, we're going to be doing it in heaven. And so, yeah, we're experiencing like a deeper, you know, reality of the Christian life.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think given that, I think one way our church can be fed this morning is through your new single called Trust in You. And I guess even before hearing it, we're about to play at the end of the podcast. But what was your own story behind this song? And what was the process like making this song lyrically, maybe even technically too?
Yeah, dude. So I wrote this song probably about like 2 years ago. It was around the same time that I wrote like my first project called Dear Struggling Christian. And around that time I was listening to a lot of oldies soul music and like this artist named Leon Bridges and Daniel Caesar and a lot of like, you know, soulful artists. And also around that time I was like dealing with just like a season of depression and anxiety. And so it was just like going back to like, you know, my testimony, like singing was, as an artist, is a part, is a way that I understand the world and a way that I understand like my life in relation to the Lord. It's how I process events. Sometimes it's how I grieve. And that's any art form, whether it's like singing or painting or whatever, like most artists, you know, they see the world and they understand the world through, you know, creating art to kind of like piece it together. And so Trust in You came in that season of just depression. And, yeah, I was like at work and at my job, like I worked on security and we had like little golf carts that we drive around campus, 'cause I work at a Bible college campus. And I was driving around on my golf cart and I was like just drenched in anxiety and I was just feeling low and I was driving and I don't know the line, like, if perfect love casts out fear, then why should I ever be afraid? Just popped out of my head. Like I just sang it instead of like saying it, like I just sang it. And it came out in this like, this old school, like Stand By Me vibe. Like, I don't know why. I don't know. I think it was all the soul, the music that I was ingesting. Like it just kind of like, you know, came out in that way. And so my process in writing it was just like, it was actually a prayer, like every single lyric in that. And usually all of my songs are prayers. Like they are prayers that I've prayed to the Lord in seasons of darkness or in seasons of joy. And so that song came out of like a reality or realizing like, you know, when I trust in the Lord, like I'm doing the thing that I was created to do. We were made to trust in Jesus. We were made to trust in the Lord. And it's only because of sin that we don't trust him or believe he's trustworthy. And so when we actually rest on his promises, we're doing what our souls were created to do. And then that brings like flourishing and harmony and peace and joy. Though not perfectly in this life, but it does start to break in, you know, by the gospel. And so that's my process. And so, yeah, it was super fun, like creating that track and like hearing it come to life. And yeah, I'm super excited about it, bro. Like, I think it's a good song for this season that we're in, especially like in uncertainty and in this quarantine. And yeah, like it was originally supposed to come out in January, but like it kept getting pushed back and pushed back because of different things. And it came out, you know, in April, right in the middle of the pandemic. And I just looked and I was just like, Lord, like you knew what you were doing. Like I was so frustrated a couple months back, because I'm like, this song should be out. It should be out by now. But it came out right when, you know, people needed it the most. And so, yeah, I'm super glad that people are being blessed by it and encouraged by it.
Awesome. But yeah, to reiterate, this song's on my morning playlist currently. It's a great song. And I think it's, again, I think it's pure sovereignty that it's released now. I think yeah. Especially now during this time. So we're about to play it. We hope you're blessed by this, True North. And thanks so much, Antoine, for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me, bro.
If perfect love casts out fear, then why should I ever be afraid? When I know that you will always be right next to me. Still, my vision's kind of blurry, and sometimes I can't see your hand. But even in the darkest night, you'll always be there. Oh, 'cause when I trust in you, I do the thing that I was made.
Thank Antoine for his time this morning, and encourage our church that to support an artist, especially during the pandemic, the best way is just to stream their music. Antoine can be found on all major streaming outlets, on Spotify, Apple Music, or anything else they're using. So I hope you can take a listen this week, and we hope you have a blessed day.